The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is so unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome back, everybody. Here's a story for you this morning from the life of Saint Therese, our very own patroness. And she talks about this in her autobiography, that in her convent, there was a particularly difficult religious sister she had to live with, very difficult personality. She never mentions her name, so we'll just call her Sister Mary Cantankerous. She was very, very thoughtless, right? Very, very difficult to get along with. And she'd do careless things, like when they were washing, you know, she'd splash water carelessly on Therese, dirty water. And Therese felt like lashing out at her. But then she remembered these words of our Lord from the Gospel, and she said to herself, "This is the one I'm supposed to love the most." And she tried so hard to be so good to this very difficult personality that Sister Mary Cantankerous ended up thinking that Therese was her best friend, and was astonished to discover years after Therese's death, reading her autobiography, that she herself was in fact the one who had caused her so much grief. Now, we all have difficult people in our lives, don't we? We have difficult people in our lives, and we have genuine enemies in our lives. We have people who wish to do us harm. We have genuine malefactors. And a whole lot of people who just merely rub us the wrong way. So the question for the day is, what do you do to such people? How do you treat them? How do you love somebody like that? Well, you remember that love is not an emotion, love is not a feeling, love is a choice, and we say this prayer, "Lord, come and help me, because this is the one you want me to love the most." If we do, God himself will become our strength. I was reading a little article about imposed stress on the human body, and how the body only grows stronger with imposed stress, such that if you lift 10 pounds a week, you'll never get any stronger. But if you add 1 pound a week, your body will become stronger to lift it. Your body only grows stronger with imposed stress. And you know what? God sends some people into our lives as imposed stress. Nothing happens, but it doesn't happen, at least by the permissive will of your Heavenly Father. And you want to know what? We need these people. We would never grow strong in charity without them. The people that God sends into our lives that are the most difficult, they're worth their weight in gold. They're the pipe cleaners of the soul. And when we see them, we have to ask ourselves, how am I called to love this person? And realize this is the one God wants me to love the most. I love the way St. Jose Maria Escriva once said it. He said, "Don't think that person annoys me. Think rather, that person sanctifies me." Jesus says here in the Gospel, "Be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect." And you say to yourself, you know, if ever there were an impossible standard to have to live up to, right? I mean, if ever there were an impossible commandment, that's it. Would you be surprised that there's one way and one way only, that you can be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect? You can be complete in everything that you do. The word perfect also means complete. And in every way that God loves us, he does so totally. He's complete on the cross, isn't he? He's complete in the Eucharist. He's complete in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There's one way that we can keep this commandment, and that is to love as God lives by giving all that we possibly have to give. That's something to pray about today, isn't it? We don't come to prayer to have our problems taken away. We come to prayer to be made strong enough to bear them. Let's pray then, especially in the challenging people in our lives, that God will give us the strength to love them as he loves them. Amen.